Joining us now on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, he covers everything for the News Herald. Longtime Browns beat reporter, he's Mr. Jeff Shadell. Hello, Jeffrey.
He is a man for all seasons.
Hi, guys. Hey, is it hard to do that job wearing boxing gloves for 4 hours?
The two of us?
Yeah.
As long as you have hockey boxing gloves on, you're good to go.
We've been a little feisty today.
You'll never lose.
Been a little feisty today. Hey, I want to ask you, first of all, something that Dan brought up that we kicked around last segment. And I don't know that I agree with it, but I thought it was a really interesting point by Dan. The moves that the Browns have made this offseason, do they signify that the Browns are telling us that the entire problem was with Deshaun Watson last year and his play, with what they've done on offense this year?
I think that's a big part of it. I think what they're admitting that what they did last year was a huge mistake. You think about 2023, right? They win 11 games with four quarterbacks, yet they fire their offensive coordinator and change the entire scheme to suit Deshaun Watson. Then it doesn't work, and now they go back to what worked before. So I think it is an admission that the whole let's cater to Deshaun Watson, they're admitting that was a mistake.
Does that, you say that and it makes me think Joe Flacco starts. I'm just saying. I don't know why, but listening to you say that makes me think that Flacco would have the edge on having success. That's the last quarterback, they really had success with. So, I don't know, as we get ready for camp to start here in what, two weeks from tomorrow? Or no, it's even earlier than that. Give me your race. Give me the depth chart at quarterback. The Jeff Shadell depth chart.
I would have to say it's Flacco, then Kenny Pickett. And then the two rookies are tied for third. And I read all these stories about Deshaun Watson, about Shador Sanders, how he looked great in these mini camps and the OTAs and everything. Well, I was there for every one of those, and I did not see that. I'm not saying he was bad or anything, but he certainly wasn't head and shoulders above everybody else, as all these stories written by people who were not there try to say.
Interesting.
I trust your eyes, Jeff.
That's right.
You've watched a lot of
Shadell
football.
We trust. That's what we say around here all the time. I walk around the hall. Jeff says, I'm like, who do you trust? He goes, Shadell.
Do one of these four guys intrigue you more than any of the others, Jeff, of the four quarterbacks?
Well, if Flacco, of course, because he's so experienced. I mean, he gets out there and he makes it look so easy the way he throws the football. But let's also remember they were in shorts. This is just 7-on-7 or 11-on-11 with no pass rush. If you don't look good as a quarterback with nobody rushing you, then you have a real problem.
With that in mind, could Joe Flacco have more than a year, more than 2 years? I mean, is there any chance that he becomes Tom Brady and plays another 3 or 4 years and he could actually be the quarterback here for a while? I don't think we've really thought about that possibility because of the draft picks next year and drafting two young guys this year, but maybe on that? What do you think?
Oh, there may be. I mean, now we have to remember that, that he did not look great with the Colts last year, but I think that was a different situation. He went in there expecting to not be the starter, expecting Richardson to start, and then he did not play great when he was in there. But we know that he's comfortable in the offense that the Browns use. And we'll just have to see how this plays out. I really don't see him being the starter for 2 or 3 more years after this. But you never know, right? I mean, maybe he could be the next Tom Brady. He's not going to run a lot. And if the offensive line, I heard you guys talking about the offensive line having a down year last year. And I think that was a lot of it was because they did change the whole blocking scheme. I don't think they had a lot of respect for Andy Dickerson, their coach. They love Blomgren, the new guy. And I think the offensive line is going to be play better, protect whoever the starter is, we'll say Flacco, and maybe that could extend his career for another year.
Of the running backs, I'm not asking you to tell me, but I thought you made a great point about it's 7-on-7. It's shorts. It's not, no one's got pads on, but I just give me your theory on the running backs this year and how this thing could shake out, should shake out, and can it be successful, especially with two young guys?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to Quinshon Judkins. I think he's going to be a good player. He won't make people forget Nick Chubb, but I think he's going to play well behind this line with the blocking, wide zone blocking scheme that they're using. And on Nick Chubb, everybody wishes him well in Houston. And it is sad that you have to move on from a player like him. But the fact is, sometimes you do just have to move on. And I think that's where the Browns are. I think someday he'll be in the Ring of Honor. I hope he is. It was a good relationship, obviously, and he liked it here, but they did have to move on from him.
Jeff Shadell joining us from the News Herald. Let me hit you up with some Guardians thoughts. Three straight wins over the Astros, great. After a 10-game losing streak, does it change your thought process at all, Jeff? Did the losing streak change your thought process about where this team is and what it should be doing with the trade deadline coming up, or what it should be doing with maybe anybody in the minor leagues you should bring up or guys in the major leagues that you should send down?
I heard you guys talking about this before, and I have come up with some numbers. The Guardians are 20, even with that sweep of the Astros, they're 21-37 against teams with winning records. I mean, that's a pretty sobering number when you think about, hey, maybe they can do something if they catch on as a wild card team. On the other hand, when you look at the series coming up, when you take the Kansas City series out of it, the teams that are playing are 130-240. And that's the White Sox, the Orioles, Athletics, and the Rockies. So if they should make hay through that. If they should be at least 500, probably above, after they're done with that Colorado series. But as far as the trades go, I would not trade Class A. If you think maybe that this was a down year and then they could bounce back next year, when you think about his contract, he could be under club control through 2028, and he'll be making $10 million in 2027 and 2028. So that for the Guardians, that should be a bargain. But if you do trade him, or you trade Santana, you have to get players who are major league ready or almost major league ready, like Kyle Manzardo. So I don't want them to go get some guys who are really looking good in Double A. They have to get somebody who's ready to help now or next year.
Just going back to the overall picture, you know, to get back in that wild card race, two of the teams they've got to jump or two teams that are right ahead of them, Kansas City and Minnesota, they have seven games against them. I think that's one of the reasons why I might have a little bit of optimism to be able to jump up. You're not going to get that third wild card spot if you're not in second place in the at least is what I think. You've got to at least be in second place in the Central, because otherwise I don't see three teams from the Central making the playoffs. But
A good point.
And so is that a reason for optimism, knowing that there's 14 games still against those two teams? And, you know, you're making a full game's hay against them when you can do that. And, you know, I want to be optimistic, Jeff. I think that's what the whole thing is. And I can see pathways to do that. And then you just crushed all my dreams by talking about how bad they are against good teams. Thanks, Jeff. Appreciate you.
But you're right. And now, really, the Central Division is back to being the Central Division that it was prior to last year. The Tigers are the only team over 500 in the division. But, you know, they would certainly have to pass the Twins and the Royals. There are a lot of teams in there that they would have to jump. It's not so much, I mean, that they're 4.5 out now, but it's all the teams that they have to jump. But still, when you they were 7.5 out of the wild card before playing the Astros. So they did gain 3 games in 3 nights. But you know, they have to jump the Red Sox and a few other teams, the Yankees, right? So I think it's going to be difficult to make the playoffs, to be honest. But still, the like I said, if they trade one of those guys, they have to get someone who could help now. Because the guy, you know, I heard you guys talking about the Lauder. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know what to do with him. I mean, I don't think the Guardians do. And Jonathan Rodriguez, you have a lot more faith in him than I do, Jeff.
I want to see if he can do it, Jeff. You know, there comes a time when a guy who dominates at one level has to perform at the next, or it's time to move on. You know, he's on his way to a fine career in Japan. And I want to see somebody out there. And I was just going to ask you about the whole platooning thing. I want to see Rodriguez. I want to see Noel. I want to see Nolan Jones get enough at bats where they can make a real decision on them. And I don't think that's happening right now. What do you think of the platooning they're doing in the, you know, when you don't commit to somebody, it's either because you've got a plan that may or may not work, or you just don't believe in these guys. What do you think it is?
Yeah, I think the platooning sometimes gets overboard. But and like Andy was saying, when you have 5 guys hitting under 180, that you're not going to win too many games 8-6, you're not going to score 10 runs like they did a couple of nights ago when Martinez had that grand slam. You're not going to do that with guys that are hitting 180. And maybe I don't understand really why batting average isn't important anymore like it used to be. I mean, if you can't get on base, you're probably not going to win many games.
Sure.
I would agree with you on that. The fact that there are so many teams to jump makes it challenging. I understand that. I just think it's decision time on so many of these guys. And, you know, they've been shuffling guys at second base. Brito's been hurt. That's part of it. They're waiting for Bizana. You're shuffling guys at shortstop because Rocchio didn't do the job early on. Now he's back. Maybe he gets it. Center field, right field as well. When you have so many positions that are up for grabs and the guys who are there aren't producing, Jeff, I just think it's going to make what we all want, contention for a wild card spot, just a major challenge that I don't know if it's achievable.
Right, and you're right. You don't see that. I don't see these players who are here now, up here now, getting better. I mean, you're this far into the season. If you're a 200 hitter, you're not going to get better than that. And you know the catching. We haven't mentioned the catching situation. I mean, you got Austin Hedges and Bo Naylor. I think their combined batting average,
Jeff,
when you add them together,
161.
Yeah.
That's what Guardians catchers are hitting this year, 161.
Yeah, right. And, I mean, you cannot win with that consistently. And Austin Hedges is a great, great defensive catcher. Would he have blocked that pitch that the other night that was ruled a wild pitch, but probably should have been blocked that led the, you know, one strike away from winning the game, right? But Bo Naylor didn't make that, you know, didn't block that pitch, and then everything fell apart after that. I would like them to somehow find a catcher who could at least hit, you know, 230. But I don't know where those guys come from either.
Jeff, thank you for your time, sir. We always appreciate your perspective.
Thanks, guys, for having me.
Thanks, Jeff.